This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
I'm Stevie Schillinglaw. You're up to date.
Hey, Stevie, you all right? Why are you laughing?
Oh.
What, because of what has just happened?
Yep.
Yeah, we had a seagull incident.
It's horrific.
We had a seagull trapped on the balcony, but the situation's remedied itself now.
Nature has run its course.
It's a bit of a weird hour, isn't it?
It is. Well, I was only part of it for 10 minutes. And
It wasn't very nice. It wasn't happy because it was an angry seagull. The air conditioning's broken in our office, so we got the doors open. We then had to shut the doors because there was an angry seagull on the balcony, and we were all literally dripping in sweat.
It's not a good day.
Apart from that, ready for the big drive home.
Not a good day.
Aww.
Scott had to man up.
Wee Sam the Seagull, RIP.
Let's go for the hits.
I'm sorry.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
We should dedicate the show to the seagull.
I think we should.
Yeah. A whole show. Right, Tuesday, Big Drive Home, Anne-Marie and Unhealthy. That's a bad choice.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, 11 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Where did you go on your first date? Anywhere out the ordinary? Was it out the ordinary date, or was it just a normal first date? Was it a party or something?
Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, so a normal kind of first date, and me and Karen went to a club where we were working at a radio station, and our first thing we did together was we did the same gig, and then we went out for dinner afterwards. Quite normal.
Yeah, me and Kerry went to, I'm pretty sure it was our first date, we went to
Hollywood Bowl.
But I don't know if it was Hollywood Bowl, it was the one, it's not there anymore, in Basildon.
Yeah.
And they used to do, it was like bowling at midnight.
What, a festival?
No, at Basildon Town Centre.
Oh, right, okay.
And it was up the escalators. It might have been
Hollywood
Bowl.
Yeah.
And,
Do you remember the advert? Hollywood Bowl.
It was so low that you couldn't, Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And, we went midnight bowling.
I'll tell you why I ask. Because we're apparently shunning traditional first dates now. Trip to cinema gone. We're going axe throwing instead. Those type of hurling weapons, great way to impress a potential partner. If I just got a feeling that if I said to a girl, woman, lady, I've got an idea for our first date, and she says, where? And I go, we should go axe throwing. Just, I think, red flag.
First date, yes.
I can hear Mimi Webb in my head.
Yeah, but I can, but they have got a place up Lakeside.
Yeah.
Which is called the, I want to call it the
Boom Battle Bar.
Boom Battle Bar,
which I've been to. And that's got axe throwing.
So would you say good place for a first date?
Do you know what? I would, you know.
Yeah.
Because not, I think if you lead with the axe throwing, maybe not. But, you know, a bit of everything. Axe throwing, it's got shuffleboarding, it's got beer pong, darts, bit of everything.
Yeah. Nearly 1 in 10 would prefer to go bungee jumping, paintballing, crazy golf. Crazy golf makes sense.
Crazy golf, definitely, that's a first date.
5% said their favourite option would be going to the movies, but only 5%. That used to be the thing, didn't it? Go to movies. The poll found the most popular first date option is still a meal together followed by a coffee.
Or a pint,
yeah, depending. What about you, Essex? Anywhere you went on a first date that's a little bit out the ordinary? Dubbo says, just go Basildon Snooker.
No, he's saying just by Basildon Snooker. He's referring to where my place was. And the answer is
correct.
Correct, yes.
Or he's saying, I've got a good place to go on a date, Basildon Snooker.
Which is probably why he's not been on many dates.
A1400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Anyway, out of the ordinary went on a first day. We'd love to know. Becky Hill, Side Effects. Essex on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott talking about first dates. If you went anywhere out of the ordinary, I think I must have told you this on the radio before, that my ex, we went on a first date, which was a blind date. This is Kirsty's mum. On a blind date and went to see Fatal Attraction.
What?
Yeah. I was horrified and scared all at the same time.
Well, I bet you was. Well, What's a film to go and see?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't like today where you go on social media and check out what the film's about. You just go, Fatal Attraction, oh yeah, I like him, I like
her. So you didn't watch the trailer?
No, didn't watch the trailer. Just went straight into the film, sat there watching it, and I was scared.
I bet you was.
I was like, I'm not sure I want a relationship, actually, really. I'm not sure this is what I want. I've seen the advert and I don't like it. But yeah, so what about you? First dates, anywhere strange, let us know. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. If you've got, we always said, if you've got a particularly good story, we'd love to get you on and be part of the show.
Yeah, like an actual voice on the show.
01702 45 50 60 is our number. 01702 45 50 60. Travel News coming up, Post Malone on the way, and we get on Rudimental, Charlotte Plank next. Radio Essex, Rudimental, Charlotte Plank, and Dancing is Healing. Thank you for your first aid stories. We'll do some of those very soon. 324, a couple of problems on the roads, just sneaking in. A12 northbound at the Langham turnoff by the Shell Garage. There's an accident there, very, very slow traffic. That's the A12 northbound. Just at the A12 Langham turnoff at the Shell services, very, very slow at the moment. And also Dobbo, thank you very much for getting in touch, saying that Burnham Road is currently closed between the B1021 towards Southminster. There's two cars in an accident there. The police are currently on the scene. That's the B1021 towards Southminster. Two cars in an accident. It's currently blocking the road on Burnham Road. So we're looking into that for you and give you a full travel update in about 10 minutes. Right, your first day story is coming up after Post Malone and Circles on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Circles 328. I was asking you about your first dates, if you went anywhere out of the ordinary, because they're now saying that one of the most popular places to go on a first date, and I'm sure this is going to sound weird when somebody asks the other person, where do you fancy going? And the reply is axe throwing. Because it sounds like it should be a red flag, but like you say, there's places like the one in Lakeside that are really good nights out.
Yeah, the Boom Battle Bar. It's, I mean, me and Kevin have been there a couple of times and we're going to go with you and Karen as well.
Yeah,
it's just, it's a really good evening. As I said earlier, I'm not sure, you know, you're taking, you know, the girl you've just met out for the first time and you say, axe throwing sounds
like
do
you like axes? What? We could go axe throwing. It's like Alan Partridge, isn't it? I know, a lovely bird sanctuary.
Yeah,
it's not ideal.
No.
Vicky in Braintree says, me and my wife met on a dating app called Plenty of Fish. First date was ice skating to break the ice, followed by drinking my pub. My pub.
I was going to say, got a pub.
That worked out well, Vicky. Becca says, my not-so-strange date was hilarious now. It happened 11 years ago, my first ever date. The guy kept asking me on a date. I finally agreed. Thankfully, it was a double date because he left. We went ice skating, his idea, but he didn't skate.
What? That's weird.
He left. Took me ages to even notice. Didn't even get a bye. The people I was on a double date with, the guy is now my husband, and the girl is my best friend, who's getting married next month.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
That's incredible. That's something that's meant to be.
The people I was on a double date with, the guy is now my husband, and the girl is my best friend, who's getting married next month. That's a great story, Becca.
That's a brilliant story.
I love that. Claire G says, hey, Chris and Scott, many moons ago, before I met my hubby, I went on a first date to the secret nuclear bunker in Brentwood. Very random, and it certainly made us talk, but it was a little bit creepy for me.
Well, of course it was. Hi, Claire. I'm thinking of taking you out. Do you want to go to the nuclear bunker? Don't worry, it's only the one in Brentwood. Oh, yes, please. No, it sounds...
Can't tell you where it is. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's such a cool place, though.
Yeah, but I...
Don't you think?
Meet me at this location at
this
time.
Have you been there? Have you been there, Tom?
I haven't, no.
Have you been there?
No, but listen...
What?
No, listen.
We're doing our show from the nuclear secret bunker. We should take our show. They've got a radio studio in there.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
Have they?
Yeah, because the idea of it was if something to do with war... It was the BBC had like a broadcast thing there so that Winston Churchill could go in there and go... Hey, how you doing, England? Here's Scarlett, or whatever he was going to say. So they've got like a studio in there. So we could, I mean, come on, somebody must be listening from the secret nuclear bunker, although it's underground, it's unlikely. But if you were...
We struggled to get a signal in the bunker. we're not happening there.
It would be a fun day out, though. Yeah, I can't believe you've never been.
Take all the Lego down there, we'll make it work.
I'm going to take the on a date. After axe throwing, we're going to the nuclear bunker.
I can't believe Claire actually went on the date. Crazy.
It's Radio Essex Sagala and You Make Me Feel with Adam Lambert. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Doing it for Tuesday. Another problem on the roads. Charlie's just called in. London Road, Wickford, is closed due to an incident between the Downham Arms and the Alpha Garden Centre. So just as you pass the Downham Arms heading towards Craze Hill. Past Belmont Avenue on the left. Precise.
Used to live there, I know.
So, so just where you got Belmont on the left, haven't you? The first bit of Belmont. Yeah. And then you carry on going towards the Alpha Garden Centre. And then there, it's an accident there. And the road is closed. I think it's closed. London Road is closed. It doesn't say if it's both ways or not. Charlie, is it both ways or just one way? Sunny single carriageway. It's probably both ways.
I'd imagine, yeah, it would be both ways.
But Charlie, let us know. First dates, random places you've been to on a first date. Let us know. Who we got on the phone, Tom?
No name.
Is a no name?
No name.
Hello, no name. And what's your story? Oh, I need to press that button, don't I?
Yeah.
Hello there. I can hear you now. What's your story?
Hello?
Hello. Who's that? Oh, you're not saying your name?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So what's your story?
Oh, yeah, hi. So my first date, we went to see Only Fools and Horses in London.
Yeah.
And we were in the second line, you know, from the second row.
Yeah.
The front. So, like, halfway through, needed toilet, went out this door, it was completely the wrong door, and the usher said, where are you going? She said, toilet. She said, no, it's not there, it's back there. So she took us there. And anyway, we was waiting, this guy comes over, introducing himself as Pete, and he was a Sikh, and he just kept getting his driving licence out, telling everybody his name. Then we went back in, and his whole family was in the front row, and he's taking my other half all the way along the front row, introducing him as the show's starting again.
What, just and, like really loudly in the theatre, just talking?
Yeah, he just sort of, I said, come on, look, come sit down, like the show's starting. So we sat back down, and then when we went out in the interval and had all the drinks, he just was like introducing you to everyone. It was just
bit
anyway.
Weird.
We left it. Yeah, what he was, but he was a nice enough man. And anyway, we just went off and had a meal, and then we realised we missed the last train home.
Oh no!
Our first date.
Oh,
you know, and then we done the walk of shame the next morning to catch train home.
If Pete weren't talking that much, maybe you got the last train. Nightmare.
thank you very much, Anonymous. Lovely to talk to you.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Cheers, Pete.
Bye-bye.
I love Only Fools and Not. The musical is amazing.
Oh, Joe, what? I haven't actually seen it yet, but I really want to. Everyone that's been has said, it's incredible. Oh, you've got to go. It'll be amazing.
Because you didn't want a name mentioned, we should have just called it Dave.
All right, Dave.
We could have just done that. Would have been absolutely fine.
Been brilliant.
Jamie says, my now husband took me on a private safari at Woburn Safari Park. It was great. We got to feed rhinos and get really close to the lions. Years later, he admitted he only booked the private one as he didn't want to drive his own car. He didn't want to take his own car around there because he was too worried about it getting dirty.
Mate,
I wouldn't take my car anywhere near
that. I've done it before. It was a bad idea.
It's wrecked.
Yeah, it wrecked.
The car still is first love. She's, Jamie.
True, though.
Right, Kat Burns and People Pleaser on the big drive home. It's 3:38, Tuesday. Worst first date you've ever been on. Let us know. Kat Burns, People Pleaser, 3:40, big drive home. The Wickford problems, London Road closed between Downham and the Alpham Gardens Centre. That is both ways. Thank you to Callie, thank you to Charlie on this as well. Getting quite a lot of calls about this. There's a car in the hedge as we are in the Downham Arms, between Downham Arms and the Garden Centre. There's a car in the hedge which has closed the road in Wickford on the London Road. So look out for that. It's going to cause big problems. Apparently, Charlie said there is chaos around Wickford at the moment with all the traffic, because I think there's already temporary traffic lights just before Downham Arms, so that's going to be busy.
There's temporary traffic lights everywhere.
Potholes and temporary traffic lights, they are everywhere. Hello to Tim, who says, my first date was to Morrison's Cafe in Witham. Wow. You are living the dream, sunshine.
What a time to be alive, man.
Yeah, with the love of my life, Emma. She's still with you.
What?
I mean, that's the biggest shock of this. The Morrison's Cafe.
I'd do a date to Morrison's Cafe.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Really?
Yeah. Tom, you single?
Yeah, you single? Yeah. We should go to the Morrison's Cafe and then maybe a bit of axe throwing afterwards. That's his ideal date.
That's really going wrong.
Morrison's Cafe.
That's reminded me, says Debs. Nightmare on Elm Street. You're talking about you took a blind date to Fatal Attraction. I went to see Nightmare on Elm Street, but I got in the cinema because I looked 18. Dan Boy didn't tell me what the film was about, so I cried for most of the film as Freddy Krueger just wouldn't die. I like that, Debs. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Let's do one more round of those in a second. So any first dates you've been on that's a little bit out of the ordinary, we'll have your stories, please. It's to do with the fact we're apparently shunning traditional first dates for things like going axe throwing instead.
Brilliant.
So, good fun. 3:42, big drive home, problems around Wickford. Full update on that coming up. And we'll get back to the hits as well in moments. Keep it here. Niall Horan. Sounds like the end of a game show.
It's
like the end of the countdown music.
It sounds like our game show, actually.
It does. I like our game show. Vicky Chabos Mary says, guys, you're talking about first dates that were a bit weird. As was a nighttime drive to Margate, and his mate was in the back. Why was his mate there?
That's a weird one.
Why are you bringing your mate with you on a date?
That is a red flag, surely.
big red flag. Nighttime drive to Margate with his mate, and I had to sit in the back, and he's put him in the front.
His mate's called Shotgun. Shotgun.
So I had to sit in the back of the car, and his mate opened the door and started shouting at cyclists, and I shouted at him. I married the man who was driving, my husband, in 1995. Not really a romantic one, but Vicky, thank you very much for that.
That's brilliant.
Chelmsford Cabby Vince, he was going to come on the phone, but he's got a passenger with him at the moment. POB, passenger on board, he said. He talked to us with the lingo. We're guys, POB, POB, POB. My now wife and I had our first walking along the river date. That's fine. It's the greeting I got from my now stepson. I pulled up in the car to hang on, let me just read that. So I pulled up in the car to pick her up, and this boy appears at my window tapping it with two loaded Nerf guns. You can see why I wanted to read it first.
Yeah.
Whilst pointing both at me, he's saying, be nice to my mum and make sure you bring her home. Not a random place, but a random start to the evening.
Brilliant.
Wow, that's amazing. What a top lad as well.
That's great.
That's my mum.
Be nice to my mum.
Break her heart. I'm coming to find you. Yeah. Kirsty, my first day was a picnic in my car at the end of lockdown. Only problem was no toilet, so we had to keep popping back to the house so she could use the loo. 4 years and counting. Oh, still together.
Oh, nice.
Nice work, Kirsty. Let's wrap these up now. Chili says, I went on a first day to a freak show. It started off badly before we even got there to the theatre, as I was paying attention to where I was walking and walked headfirst into a lamppost.
Oh, that's never a good look.
My date said he could feel the vibration of me hitting the lamppost head on through my hand. Wow. The fact that he was holding my hand and could see that I was about to walk into the lamppost, I was like, why didn't you pull me away from the lamppost? Got to the theatre and found out we were going to a freak show. It's just set the whole expectation of the day. To be fair, 15 years later, we are now happily married. I don't know what a freak show is. I don't know whether I'm supposed to know, but I don't know. Do you know?
I think I'm glad I don't know what a freak show is. What's a freak show, Tom?
Is it like Greatest Showman type stuff? I don't know what it is.
There could be many things that it could be.
Chili, let me know what it is. We probably won't read it on the radio. And Angie, who's from the biggest county in the world, Wisconsin in Essex, she says, I had a normal first date movies, but I bought a six-pack of beer. I had a large purse. I was nervous and knew he liked beer. I also wanted to avoid the awkward hand-holding moment. Now almost all the cinemas serve alcohol, so I don't sound as cool. We've been together 13 years now.
Oh, lovely.
She knows the way to a man's heart.
Beer.
Well done, Angie. Right, 8 minutes to four, the 1975. Radio Essex, the 1975. Oh, Caroline. Chili's back. She says, the freak show was kind of like a combination of The Greatest Showman and Ripley's, believe it or not. Wow, that sounds good. Definitely not the for the faint-hearted. Alison in Morden says, one more. My husband took me for a posh meal on our first date. Well, it was posh for me. He took me to Gaucho in London. Yes, fairly posh.
Yes, near nice.
It's better than the Morrison's Cafe, to be fair. Definitely. It's definitely up there. We had no idea where to go to get into the restaurant, so I just blindly followed him. We ended up in the toilet. He just walked off and left me in there. Wow. Once we were sat down, he called over the waitress, who was an Essex girl. I had no idea who this person was. He went through all these wines, and I just held my glass up and said, in an Essex voice, "I'll just stick with the rosé, thanks." We've been together 17 years. And learn how to act posh in a restaurant.
Go to the toilet first every time.
Exactly. Alison and Walden, thank you for that. Right, big news on the London Road around Wickford. It's closed between the Downham Arms and the Garden Centre, the Alpha Garden Centre. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Full travel update on the way and news at four with Stevie.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. 4:05. Any strange first date stories that you've been involved in?
Right, you have just looked at Stevie and said, any strange date? I'm going to say yes.
So this is really bad first dates?
Yeah, just like horrific first dates. I took my ex on a date to see Fatal Attraction. It wasn't great.
I'm just going to say, Steve, just before you say anything, I'm just going to say, strange first dates that you can talk about on the radio.
The worst one was I went on a date and the person in question was really rude to the waitress.
Oh, that's not nice.
And it was a local restaurant near to where I live.
So your local restaurant?
My local restaurant.
Excellent.
So I wrapped everything up nice and quickly and decided to bring it to an end. And just as we were paying the bill, the person in question said to the waitress, "I hope I've not embarrassed you today." And the waitress turned around and said, "The only person you've embarrassed is your date."
Oh, that is good.
Nasty. So I wrapped up the world's worst date and then went back and gave her a 20 quid tip and I said, "Thank you very much."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's all right. Katie in Benfleet says, "My ex took me out for my birthday. He wouldn't tell me where we were going or what we were doing. I asked what I should wear. He told me just to be super casual, so I had jeans, baggy t-shirt, trainers on. We drove into Knightsbridge."
Oh, no.
"And ended up in one of Gordon Ramsay's high-end restaurants. Everyone's wearing dinner jackets and cocktail dresses. Everyone looked at us. I wanted a hole to open up and swallow me up. I cannot stress how posh this restaurant was.
No.
We were dressed like we were going to Mackie D's. I've never eaten a meal so fast and got out of there so quickly."
No.
Katie and Benfrey, that's amazing. Thank you.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, surround it.
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, big drive home for Tuesday continues. Lizzo on the way to be loved. Let's start this hour with Kylie Minogue. Padam, padam on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex Afternoon.
Turn it up louder.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Lizzo, and to be loved, 12 minutes after four. Big drive home. It's Chris and Sky. We're doing okay for Tuesday. Chelmsford Cabby Vince says, "Could you put my first date story on your podcast, please, so I can play it back to my stepson and his mates and embarrass him because he's now 18. Payback," says Cabby Vince. Yeah, we can do that.
Absolutely.
It'd be on the podcast anyway, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's on the podcast. We take all the ads out. We take all the music out. It's just this bit where it's bants. It should just be called Bants and stuff.
I don't think it should be called Bants. I don't want to be part of a podcast that is called Bants and stuff. I don't.
Okay. But if you want to get the podcast, you can get it every day after the show. So the show finishes at 6. And by 7, the podcast is up and available for you to download wherever you get your podcast from. You can do that by searching for the Big Drive Home Podcast. Right, 12 minutes after 4. Stevie's got some breaking news. We'll get off him in just a second. Travel news still looking bad. John, what you got for us?
All right, lads, just been rained off. The B1021, North Street in Tillingham is still closed. Well, it was meant to be open at 3, but apparently not. So, yeah, I've had to go all around houses just to get back to home. Good luck, everybody.
Don't know what that music was. Calvin Harrison, Ellie Goulding, his miracle. Big drive home. Radio Essex, James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa and Ferrari. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Producer Tom here as well. Johnny with the travel and Stevie with the breaking news throughout this afternoon, which does seem to be coming thick and fast. Weather for you, it's showery, bit wet, 12 degrees the low tonight. Tomorrow it's starting dry. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, maybe some showers in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow, 21 degrees. And travel next. Radio Essex, big drive home for Tuesday.
Summertime fun.
Summertime's
on Radio Essex.
And summertime fun continues here for 2023. We've got family prizes to give away every single week until the end of August. So all through the summer holidays, make sure you're listening. We gave away an amazing prize to Festival Leisure Park on Monday. We could be sending you and a fam somewhere for an amazing day out on us. Details of the next prize coming tomorrow morning. Check out Martin and see whenever you wake up tomorrow morning and see where we could be sending you next. Good luck. Zara Larsson and End of Time, 4:34, big drive home. National Cat Week is coming up.
National Cat
Week. National Cat Week is on the way. Owners should get their cats consent to pet them, experts are now saying. We need to get consent from the cat before we pet them. I don't know how that works. They should be aware of the cat's feelings before smothering them with kisses and cuddles. And picking a cat up should not be attempted unless they make it clear they want to be held.
Sorry. I've got many, many
questions. Yeah, I've got questions. I'll read on those to save the questions. According to a post on Cats World, the UK's biggest cat blogging platform, cats should always... Cats should always give consent for interactions with human friends. They say cats are sophisticated and very particular. If you want to pet your cat, it has to be under the cat's terms. She should be in the mood, and you must wait until she gives you a nod.
You washing your hair tonight, cat?
I'll read that bit again. It has to be under the terms of the cat. The cat has to be in the mood, and you must wait until you're given the nod. You could maybe try and cuddle first.
I mean, yeah.
But pet behavioural psychologist Daniel Cummings says, we wouldn't recommend that people ask their cat if it's okay to pet them or pick them up. Cats don't understand English, is what the pet behavioural scientist has said. He's saying, don't actually do that, because you'll be there a long time saying to the cat, can I pick you up? If you're expecting them to go... Yes, it's fine. You're going to be there a long time.
Well, it would be the same as saying to your cat, do you want your dinner? Do you want your dinner?
If you don't say yes and the word's yes, no dinner.
Because, like...
Cat talks.
He doesn't.
No, but it makes the same... Isn't meowing... Somebody will tell me this. Somebody will tell me that meowing is a thing that cats have worked out.
You're okay.
No, this is true. Cats meowing... Right?
Yeah.
Is a thing that they've learned how to do because we look at, cat's speaking to, there isn't something cats do in the wild. Cats don't go meow, walking around in the wild. They go and they roar.
No, I 100% I'm with you.
They've sussed us out.
No, but you led with, what you said was, my cat talks, and that's not true. Your cat meows to give you an indication
want food.
Yeah, my dog, when it wants walking, will actually go and get the lead, sits at the door.
Yeah.
When the dog's hungry, will stand by the food cupboard and go, feed me, because it can't go, Scott, get me a biscuit, because it can't talk. But it can give you very much indication of whether it's hungry. Like a baby's different cry.
Yeah.
Before they can talk, there's a hungry cry, there's a hurting cry, there's a constipation cry. All these different sounds, cries, right? Your cat doesn't talk. That was false. That was a lie. Your cat does not talk.
What do you mean? I don't lie.
It doesn't talk, though.
Okay.
My dog doesn't talk. It barks or whatever. It's silly, isn't it?
Yeah, but my cat knocks on the door when it wants to come in. It bangs the door.
Yeah, but it's not knocking on the door.
Literally, the paw comes up and she literally taps on the door.
But what you've just done with your hand.
Give the impression she goes, hello?
Chris rings the ring doorbell and goes,
Chris. She doesn't call me Chris, she calls me Dad.
No, you are not the cat's dad.
Well, anyway, I'm going with pet behavioural psychologist Daniel Cummings, who says we wouldn't recommend that people ask their cat if it's okay to pet them because cats don't understand English, which I think is a good...
Ridiculous.
Cats are just... They just literally sleep, eat, toilet, pop out... Hang around with their mates tonight, come back and start again, don't they? It's an easy life for a cat.
It is.
I could put you in premium economy up in the sky
with my cat.
Unless you're watching Hijack, then you probably don't want to be in first class.
No.
If no one's watched Hijack yet on Apple TV, how, I mean, I don't know that, that this is, the problem is with it, is it's not, you can't binge it, because you need to be able to binge it. Watching it and having to stop at episode 3.
Makes me sad.
I was absolutely in bits. I was like, I need episode 4 in my life now.
I'm sad now. I'm sad.
I might actually wait until all of them are out so I can just binge watch the whole lot. I won't do.
No, you won't, because you can't.
Because there's another one out tomorrow. Millions of us can't stand our own friends.
What?
Yeah. Imagine us not liking each other.
Imagine, yeah, really hard to imagine. After your cat comment, I'll
you beginning to know what it feels like. Millions of us can't stand our own friends because they're too high maintenance or we have no shared interests, a study has found.
No, because you only warm to someone if you've got shared interest. And
I think so. That's what I was thinking when I read this. So we got friends that you get in, you become friends with people because your partner's friends with somebody, so you get an extended friendship circle, and they're your friends, but you've not necessarily chosen those friends. They've entered your life because they're friends of other people. So I've got friends that are your friends.
Yeah.
That I would cast as my friends.
Exactly, yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily have all the same things in common because they're your friends. I just know them because I hang out with you and I've been to parties where I've met them.
Well, yeah, but then
But you're a friend that I chose.
Yeah, but they're acquaintance. Like, so if you go to one of my parties, and you see a few of my mates that you get on with, I think they're only your friends. Like, friends.
Yeah.
When you've exchanged numbers and now you're texting and you're going out with them separately, which has happened,
with your mate Rob. Yeah. I used to play tennis with him.
Stuff, yeah.
Which was a common interest we had. We liked playing tennis.
Yeah. So, but if you, like, my mate Al, you've met a few times, you haven't got Al's number.
No.
Because he's a bit mental, isn't he, Al? But you haven't got his number, but you still really like him and he's a nice bloke.
Yeah.
But you're not, aren't you just, isn't he an acquaintance?
Yeah, I think so. Because we went to Harry's birthday and I was there, my friends were there, Chris and Lou, who you know.
Yeah.
And you were there chatting to them because you're being friendly and they're my friends and you knew
really
and you're both
people.
Arsenal fans as well. So there was a common interest and... But then you didn't go, we should go out for a beer tomorrow night, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
But you did go out for a beer the next night, didn't you, without me? You've now got a WhatsApp group, haven't you, that I'm not on?
No.
I can see it in your eyes.
No. No, I haven't. But, like, that's no slant on Chris. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
But he's not...
He's not your friend, and you know him because of me. I see what you're saying, but because we're friends because we've got common. What are our common interests?
We do the radio together.
Money. we're friends because we earn money together.
Yeah, the way it works, I get paid to be here. Monday to Thursday.
We get paid to be friends
for 3 hours.
It's brilliant.
We're friends because we met and we exchange numbers because you're a really nice guy.
Yeah, it's nice, and the cash. Differing opinions, lifestyles, sense of humour. 45% of us have frenemies. People we socialise with don't really like.
Oh, yeah, I got a few of them.
More than 4 in 10 of us have at least one mate who we see regularly that we can't stand. Why bother? Why bother?
No, it'll be, you know, the mate that turns up with a mate.
Oh, I see. It's the other mate.
Yeah.
It's Tom. what? And a quarter of us don't like our partner's friends, with 18% saying it's led to rows with their other half. Yeah, because then I suppose they're the friends that you've had forced upon you.
Yeah.
But I know you're the same. I don't have that problem.
No. But I had a really, I was at a funeral the other day and I was talking to one of my other best mates, Nick, and I was talking to him and it was like he's been holding in this, like, secret for a long time, and he blurted out to me that he really hates one of my other mates. And I went, oh, okay, it was really, I was like, I just didn't know that. Are we doing this now?
It's me, isn't it?
It's not you.
Because I like Nick.
We'll
go down for beers tomorrow night.
He likes you too.
Right, 4:45, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott Tuesday, just discussing the stuff that's out and the news today. That was the story that I thought was good because of the friendship we have.
Friends.
And the cash we make because of it.
Yeah.
It's Radio Essex, LF System and Hungry for Love. 5 to 5 on the big drive home. Right, coming up after 5, A to Z of music. We're on the letter S. And it's Tuesday, so it's...
Rap Stars and DJs.
And it's coming up after 5. Latest on the roads, A12 northbound. Junction 18, Danbury to 19. The Boreham interchange is an obstruction in the road. Slow traffic. We'll give you a full update on the roads in just a second and update the latest headlines as well. Lots of breaking news today. Full update next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the two to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Big Drive Home, just gone 5 o'clock and we continue. Hannah Lane, good love. Details of where you're going to hear her talking on this radio station. Miley Cyrus, though, get us underway. Here's Jaded.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
And we'll do the A to Z of music as well very soon.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live.
Radio Essex, Hannah Lane on the show tomorrow night.
No, she was on last week.
She was on last week, so...
This week is James Smith.
That's right. I knew Connor was talking about it this morning. James Smith on tomorrow night. Hannah Lane was on last week with Joe Kinch. You can listen to that again on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. Do you remember Threads? The social media thing.
Yes.
Threads, do you remember that?
Yes, I remember Threads.
Threads was great. So they're looking
last week.
Well, it was Friday, wasn't it? Yeah. Last week. Yeah, it's kind of I used it for a day and a half. And then I was back on Twitter.
I've not gone on Twitter, but I look at Threads and I go, it's not that much going on.
Well, the thing I found a bit weird about Threads was I didn't know anyone on my timeline. There's a lot of people that aren't on my timeline. It was just like, these are posts we think you'll like. It's like, you don't know me very well. We've only known each other since Friday. How would you possibly know what I like?
Don't take me axe throwing.
Yeah. So Threads is looking into adding alternative home feed of only posts in chronological order from the people you follow.
That makes sense.
I'm sure that's what Facebook used to do. But now Facebook, all of them, they're just full of, I don't know the people
I
on
don't-
I don't know anybody on my feed. I think I've lost my memory. I'm like, do I know this person?
I don't want to see people that I don't know.
No. Why would I be interested in what?
TikTok's a little bit different. You've got both pages. You've got the videos that you might like.
You still got your few pages.
And then you've got your the people that you do know.
Yeah.
Right? But on other ones, I just like on like Instagram, for example, it's just people that I know.
Yeah. I mean, Twitter's a bit like that as well. The Twitter feed is randoms as well as people you know.
Don't want randoms.
But yeah, so on Threads now, you can just have a feed that only deals with people you know. It currently shows a mix of recommended content and posts from those followed. So it'll recommend stuff and go, you'll like this. And by the way, this is what he's doing, who you already follow. So that's already on there, but now they're going to just have it as only people you follow. Threads was billed as an initial version, a launch, and the company is signaling there's loads more features to come. You said that last week. You went, this has been rushed out.
They've gone, it's nearly done. Nearly baked. We'll put it back in the oven at some point.
But I think because when Twitter was doing the rate exceeding limit thing, which that seems to have gone, because I've seen more than 300 posts on Twitter over the weekend and since the weekend, I've seen lots of pages and lots of things on Twitter, so that must have gone, the rate exceeding limit thing.
Oh, right, so maybe he's gone, that was a bad idea.
But what happened was when they brought that in and everyone realised it's a bad idea, that's why Threads rushed forward their launch it's just launching now because everyone's really annoyed with Twitter, so we'll do it now. Yeah. And they've said there's loads more features to come on it, so I'll keep it on my phone. But I haven't used it since...
No, I'm going to keep it on my phone.
On that first day. I don't think I've used it since.
I've posted a couple of things on there just to get the hang of it, really.
Did you get your followers up?
Do you want to...
Give me an update, because I think I was on about 160 when I left there.
You were on 170-something.
Oh, we're keeping record, are we? 324.
What was
324.
What was I on when I left, Tom?
About 550-ish.
Got 2,276 now.
Both. The stories we both added lots. That's what the story is there. You don't have to go into all the numbers and stuff. Just write that down. We both added a lot. Yeah, yeah. I mean, mine nearly doubled, if you want to put that. 150
Chris
to 300.
Doubled.
Chris doubled. Scott's added a couple as well. So both good news stories.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Fact. It is Tuesday, Big Drive Home, 11th of July. We have the A to Z of music coming up. First of all, Nathan Dorr. Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr and Joel Corry with 0800 Heaven. It's Radio Essex. Big Drive 5, Joe Kitch coming up from 6 o'clock tonight.
Struggling with the old names.
I've just got too many names. Nathan Dorr, Joel Corry, Joe Kinch.
It's too many names.
Scott and Tom.
Zoom in.
Johnny and Stevie. There's a lot of people in the show, and then we add by adding songs on there as well. Well, we're just discussing in the studio what we could do the Completed Mate style tonight.
Because we've done so many.
Yeah, and we had a couple of ideas. Some of them we can't do. It's for legal reasons, really. And then we've so
suggestions that we know we put into a hat.
Yeah, it's not going to go.
Some of them not going to go
those at the moment. So what we are going to go with is, and it sort of comes from that idea that we can't do because of legal reasons. But what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Do it in the style of that. So I would do it as a CJ. I would go, Tuesday, Completed It, Mate. Or as a voiceover, I'd go, Tuesday, Completed It, Mate. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. That would be how I would do it as a voiceover.
Trying to sell your windows again.
Sort of thing. Porches, conservatories, windows and doors. Tuesday, Completed It, Mate. Terms and conditions apply. Your house is at risk if you don't fit the right windows and doors and they fall out. See website for details.
Very good.
Terms and conditions apply. You would do it in your style as not the DJ, the other career. How would you do it?
I would go, Tuesday, Completed It, Mate.
Boy band singer.
How would Tom do it?
You got 5 seconds. Please don't swear. Tuesday, Completed It, Mate.
Yeah, there you
very,
go.
I like that. Good.
So what you do for a living, you could be a, how about a police officer do it?
Oh, put the siren on.
A police officer would go, you don't have to say anything.
Given against you in a court of law.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Completed It, Mate.
Or if you were,
Hello.
If you were, no, that's if not you were how the hog carrier. Talk.
Yeah, hog carrier.
You'd go, Tuesday, Completed It, Mate.
If you were in the 70s.
Yeah.
What else can we go with? Like, if you were an ambulance driver, you could go, woo, woo, woo.
If you was a plumber, you'd go,
it's going to cost you. Love it. Get him in. You know how to do it on the app, and we'll play the winner just before 6 tonight. It's the weekend and popular. 5:25, looking for your end of the show shows. If you want to end the show tonight, you have to do it in the style of your actual job and how you would sound if you did it in the style of your job. So I did it as a voiceover guy. You've done it as a singer. Robert, let's have a listen to yours, Robert.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something that you later be lying in court. Anything you do say may be given evidence. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Tuesday, Completed It, Mate.
Perfect. I mean, Robert's a taxi driver.
Is this... Is this because of stuff that happened with the seagull earlier?
Rob is just explaining how to do it. I think he might be a police officer.
I thought I was in trouble.
And no one will know because they weren't listening earlier.
They might have been. Some people might have been. We had a little bit of trouble with a seagull earlier.
Don't say it like that. It was giving us a bit of bother. It's sorted out now.
So we completed it, mate. Seagulls, completed
it,
mate.
An ill seal. Anyway, let's not go into that because it actually made me feel sick.
Yeah, no.
Dean says, ladies and gentlemen, if you've recently bought cheap or damaged double glazing, you could be entitled to condensation. That's very funny. That's very funny. But you need to do it as a voice note. We need voice notes.
Yeah, he's missed the point there, isn't
Wheel
he?
Masters Jack says, what about wheel refurb? Oh, Abed, your wheel have you. What? Oh, Abed, your wheel have you. That's a good pothole I've created then. British Roads Completed, Mate. Yeah, because the roads are awful.
Yeah, but yeah, again, you need to say it.
We need voice notes to get those in like Robert did, and you could be ending the show tonight. Do it in the style of your job. So whatever you do for a living, in the style of your job. If you're a teacher, you can be like, Tom, I've told you to stop talking in class. Tuesday, Completed It, Mate. You can do it like that, however you want to do it, but in the style of what you do for a living. Drill, please. Could be a dentist.
Yeah.
Nice. Ed Sheeran and Two Step on the big drive home for Tuesday. It's Radio Essex, and we'll do the A to Z of music for Tuesday next. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Two Step. 5:30, big drive home for Tuesday. And what Scott was talking about earlier about the seagull, if you ever hear anything on the show and you don't know what's going on, because it was early and you maybe missed the beginning show, you can always check out the podcast. Everything's on there from 3 till 6.
Just no music.
Yeah, it's just the chatty bits. So you could think to yourself, oh, actually, I only ever hear the show between 5 and 5:30 or 5 till 6, and I love it. Yeah. I want to know what these crazy guys do between 3 and 4. It's not 3 and 4, we're just warming up. 4 and 5.
Yeah, or you might go, no, I listen to half hour of it and that's enough. And that's fine. That's fine. But we do some other good stuff at 3.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah!
We're warming up, really, aren't we?
No.
Well, 3 o'clock.
I've just got it. It takes me half hour to get into the show, you know what I mean?
Today's 3 o'clock hour was exceptionally good.
It was.
We got more text on that than we have done for a lot of other things we've done.
Yeah.
So check it out on the podcast. Yes. It'll be available from 7 o'clock tonight, wherever you get your podcast from.
Now, the eight.
Probably the internet.
Music.
Yeah. Right, it is 5:30 and the 8 Centre Music is on. It's a Tuesday, so...
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
Beginning with S, rap stars, DJs, also dance music artists we'll have as well. Already a few coming in. Snoop Dogg, good shout. Stormzy, great. Sash, brilliant. Shaggy, yep. Sean Paul, Soul to Soul, So Solid. There's loads in there already. That's just from one person.
Yeah.
Getting those in. So, Cisco, Will, all. Cisco? Oh,
if we could play Thong Song today.
Yeah.
I'd be a happy man.
Okay. You decide, though, Essex. Tell us who you think we should be battling it out with for the letter S, rap stars, DJs. And it's the first name. So Snoop Dogg is absolutely fine. Sean Paul, absolutely fine. It's the first name we're looking for. Rap stars and DJs, go. Right, we're asking you to end the show tonight in the style of what you do for a living. Let's have a listen to Nick's. He didn't quite win. But Nick, let's have a listen to yours.
His train's now ready to park. Staying clear of doors. Mine are closing doors. Mine the doors. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
Yes, Nick. Love I actually that. Recognise his voice.
Yeah, I love
You're
that.
On the central line, aren't you, Nick? I'm sure it's a central line voice.
This train's now ready to park. Staying clear of doors. Mine are closing doors. Mine the doors. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
Brilliant. Oh, Nick, thank you for that. We do have a winner at the moment, and that person is Michael. So if we don't get a better one before that, Michael's going to win the show. Michael works in IT.
He does.
Yeah, it's a very good one. Michael currently winning so far, but if you want to get involved, send us a voice note with a Tuesday completed it, mate, in the style of what you do for a living, just like Nick did there. Right, two songs battling it out for the A to Z of music tonight. It's Rap Stars and DJs, beginning with S, and we start here.
Oh.
Oh, what a tune. Got the London Underground mix as well, which is really good.
This train's now ready to part. Staying clear of doors.
Right, so Snoop Dogg, put the word Snoop in your message box if you want to hear Snoop Dogg ending the show tonight. Or...
Oh, come on.
Thong Song. So they're the two. Other possibles were So Solid Crew, Soul to Soul, Shaggy, Sean Paul, but they are the winning tunes tonight. Cisco, Thong Song versus Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg. Put the word Cisco in your message box or put the word Snoop in your message box and the winning tune will play just before 6 o'clock tonight. Woo! Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. 5:46 on the big drive home. You're voting between Snoop Dogg and Cisco Thong Song. Get your votes in now at 81400. End of the show shows we are locking in Michael Smith, who's an IT person. There were some really good ones. Nick, I thought, was exceptionally good.
This train's now ready to park. Staying clear of doors. Mine are closing doors. Mine the doors.
And I said, I think he's from the central line. And Nick says, top marks, Chris, you're correct. I'm a driver on the central line. I recognise his voice.
That's amazing, yeah.
Did you do Alison's? Yours was blank. We couldn't find you. It's nothing on there. So it's just empty.
Maybe she hasn't got a job.
Maybe she works in a library.
Yeah.
That would work. Alistair the trucker, what have you got for us?
Come on. You can fit a bus through there. That's it. Brake. Yes, that space was specifically made for you. Thank God it's Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
That's brilliant. Lisa, what are you, Lisa?
Well done. Keep it going. Big push. keep it going, keep it going.
Midwife.
Big push.
Yeah.
And pant, pant, little push, pant, 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 pant.
No, 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 no,
congratulations. Pant. Tuesday, you've completed it, mate.
That's that. Brilliant. Right, we have a winner, though. Michael in IT is going to end the show in moments. Talking to Joe Kinch in a second. He's got more guests on this week. We'll find out who they are. And we'll play the winning song on the A to Z of music for the letter S. Rap Stars and DJ Cisco versus Snoop Dogg. Your final chance to get your votes in A1400. Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. And we will play the winning song next after Tom Grennan. All These Nights on the Big Drive Home. Afternoon, Essex. Tom Grennan, All These Nights. Hello, John in Pennsylvania, which is part of Essex. Obviously, Essex being the biggest county in the whole wide world. He says, Snoop Dogg, please. And I really like the train guy. I suppose, yeah, if you're listening in America and you hear somebody from the central line, it sounds very, very, very English.
It does indeed.
It sounds good. Thank you very much, John, for listening. And we've got your vote in there as well. Right, Tom is collating the votes. We'll find out who the winner is in just a second. Joe Kinch coming up from six.
I am indeed.
In the building.
I am in the building, yep.
Chris, do you want a dinner update from...
What did you have for dinner today? Oh, is it that was what was in the fridge?
Yeah.
The Rustler's cheeseburger?
Yeah.
You okay?
I left my my dinner at home.
What was going to be your dinner?
I can't remember what my dinner was now. Something with sausage in it. And
something with sausage in it?
Yeah, and I left it in the fridge.
Sausage roll?
Sausage casserole.
It's a little bag. It's something like that. Yeah, it was in a little bag and everything, and then I just didn't even bring it in.
Sausage in a bag. yeah, because what it is I get a very good view of you eating your dinner.
You do now, no, you're in that seat.
Yeah, I'm in a different seat now. And I'm going to say...
Staring at me all the time.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, right, you put the burger down.
Uh-huh.
We had 35 seconds left on a track. Gone, that burger.
Well, it's not that.
It was ridiculous.
You munched that in one.
It was almost, I'm going to say, three bites. Gone, that burger.
It looked like you'd never eaten before. You'd never done food before in your life.
I'm surprised you've got no fingers. You've got no fingers left.
Well, you know, they're designed to be just demolished, aren't they?
I think they're all right, actually, every now and again. I'm not saying they're healthy, and I'm not a doctor.
No, but in terms of taste, considering what you do to them.
Yeah, the fact that you just chuck in the microwave for like 30 seconds.
What do you do to them?
You just literally, I always put the bun in a toaster because that makes it a bit better.
You toast the buns.
Yeah.
And then you put the pate in the microwave for like a minute.
The pate?
Yeah. And then you put a little bit of cheese on top and then that relishy stuff they give you.
Oh, is that it?
It's nice.
Let me tell you, I've never had one. And let me tell you, I never will.
They're not the worst tasting things in the world.
Are they not?
They're not that bad.
We should just like trick him into doing a blind taste test.
Yeah.
And have like McDonald's there and have a Rustler's burger and then see if he can.
Oh, no. I mean,
they're all from restaurants.
No, let's be clear. They don't taste as good as a McDonald's or a Burger King.
No, but they just taste okay. A restaurant.
I don't know why we're talking about food so much, but I'm going to continue. I went to Amsterdam at the weekend and I don't. As a rule, I prefer McDonald's and Kentucky to Burger King. Yeah, I said it, right? I had a Burger King services in Amsterdam. So good. It was it's better out there.
I wonder what they put in it.
Honestly, it was incredible. Then I had five packets of crisps and a donut.
I was thinking about that all night.
It was amazing.
Six bags of cheddars. Anyway.
Cheddars.
Coming up on your show, you have an amazing artist tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
Which is?
James Smith, who is my record of the week last week.
People might have heard of him. He did Nina Simone's did that song. Baby, just did that one. Yep, on Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
And he's now in it with a new record company and doing his own thing, and it sounds amazing.
Yep.
And he's on tomorrow night.
Yep. He's coming into the studio.
He's a local boy, Brentwood.
Very good.
Whereabouts?
Well, Tom? East London. He was born.
Upminster.
Tom went off.
He's also a massive West Ham fan. So
yeah, I know. I've noticed some of the pictures
that
I've seen with you with the pictures. And he's doing the Irons thing, isn't he?
Yeah. West Ham. Nice team. Local. But I prefer Arsenal.
So you're coming up next.
Yep.
Who do you reckon won out of Snoop Dogg and the Cisco thong?
I feel like Essex have voted for the thong song because of the name, but I'll probably say Snoop Dogg.
I think it'll be.
It is, and we are done for another day. Right, coming up, ending the show tonight in the style of what he does for a living, it is Michael Smith, the IT consultant.
Is he related to James Smith?
I don't know, he might be. Smith's a very uncommon name. Snoop Dogg, drop it like it's hot. We'll see you tomorrow from 3. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Have you tried switching it off and on again? Tuesday, completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.